Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show. It's Thursday. Rick, I always mix a shot of Absolute Citron with a bottle of Mike's Cranberry Lemonade. It's called a pitch slap. Cheers. All right, that's from Sean. There you go. All right, coming up here in just a few minutes, we'll bring on Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine, also Clyde Lewis from Ground Zero. Coming up later this hour, Jolie from the front desk with today's question, would you date a guy who'd gone to jail? Later on in the third hour, we got today's top five, the top five songs about a specific alcoholic concoction. And we're going to go through the inventory of all the alcohol and whatnot, the fixins, as my people say. Here in just a minute, we'll do that as we endeavor to create the Rick Emerson house drink. So we got that coming up. Plus, your phone calls and all that. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. This, however, is your personal savior, Tim Riley. He's in the KOTK newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley. Live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
A 72-year-old British man didn't realize his brother had been dead for 18 months because of trauma he suffered in World War II. That's the conclusion of a psychiatrist who testified at the inquest into the death of 75-year-old George Silver. Herbert Silver called authorities last December to report his brother had just died, but they found George Silver's decomposed body in a bedroom filled with cobwebs and determined he'd been dead for a year and a half. Psychiatrist Joan Smithy said Herbert Silver suffered from a dissociated disorder, which he traced back to an unspecified trauma during the war. She meant it. He cut off all knowledge and feelings of the event in his mind. As director Kevin Smith prepares to promote his soon-to-be-released movie, Jersey Girl, the Jersey native is being tapped to direct the latest comic book movie. Miramax says Smith will direct The Green Hornet. And speaking of movies, open casting call. Director Gus Van Sant is scouting men and women 18 to 25 with that certain something that smells like teen spirit. Come to the open call Sunday, February 29th. It'll be, let's see, at the Child Service Center at the Portland Public Schools, 531 Southeast 14th at Stark. They're looking for not just headbanger, alternative rocker types. Anyone can come down and audition. Or the Metro 4K. Oh, we already said that. I'm Tim Riley, KOTK.
Excellent. All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland. Don't forget that tomorrow, we're going to be doing the show here, I think, Monday, and then moving right over. But tomorrow's kind of our last real big show here, so you want to be listening for that. Peter Carlin and a cast of thousands tomorrow. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. We have here an envelope that just came in the mail from the National Wild Turkey Federation. Those are people who know what we're talking about.
Yeah, but that's not like wild turkey to drink. It's like wild turkeys that you shoot.
Wait, this is actual wild turkeys. Why would you send us something about... Oh, that's false advertising. Now, they've sent us a... I shouldn't make fun, because whoever this is who's this from?
We actually have a listener that goes turkey hunting that's invited us to go.
This is from a guy named Matt. The Fort Vancouver Gobblers.
Yeah, I think it may actually be the same guy.
Fort Vancouver Gobblers Chapter 8th Annual Wild Turkey Superfund Membership Banquet. I don't understand. I don't understand what this is. So you go and you eat wild turkey? Well, whatever. All right. Well, thanks a lot for that. I appreciate that. That seems cunningly mislabeled. All right. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show our good friend, the host of his own damn fine radio program, the original Harry Scary Guy, already having difficulty putting on his headphones.
Because I'm not awake.
You still sleeping about last night?
I've been so out of it today. Last night, I went to a party last night. And basically just, I put away a lot of wine, so I'm kind of like out of it today.
What sort of wine were you drinking last night?
White, red, whatever color they have.
Whatever was, at a certain point you just mix it all together.
You know, drinking toilet water, that kind of thing.
And all that's mixed up in your stomach anyway.
It's harsh, but no, yeah, I went to a great dinner last night. It's my birthday week, so I'm going to dinner with people a lot. They're inviting me out to dinner and getting me all plastered and stuff.
You're still trying to die before you're 40? You're just trying to make... You got a few days to make it happen?
I'm getting my last licks in before I'm 40. So, excellent. Yeah, that's what's going on.
All right, let's welcome also to the Rick Emerson Show. I'm going to get drunk, so listen right here. I want one bourbon, one shot, one beer. From Barfly Magazine, our good friend Jen Lane.
It's almost my birthday, too.
When is your birthday?
It's March 10th.
March 10th. You're going to be, am I allowed to ask how old you're going to be?
Sure.
How old
do you think I'm going to be?
18.
Well, you know, you've got to say at least 21.
I don't know, 25.
30. 25.
I don't know. I'm just.
On,
there's
Ray.
No
play,
right.
Play
no,
the game.
No, no,
play the game.
I'm not. And you, no,
right.
There's no
spoiled
right. There's no right guess there.
Okay, now you have to act really surprised when I say I'm going to be
35. 35. Yeah, I wouldn't. That's okay. I'm 35. I could see that. I guess.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know.
And you have a girlfriend that you've kept for how long now?
I don't. Well, no. That's. I don't know. There's no
what a
right.
Charmer.
You always. You all. Okay, look, you damn woman. Aren't you supposed to aim? Aren't you supposed to aim low?
You can't have that birthday.
Aim
that's
low.
My birthday.
Okay, everyone, stop. Didn't I do exactly what you're supposed to do? You start low.
Yeah, you did the ridiculous, insulting so low it couldn't possibly be true.
It was a comedic way to tell you that I wasn't going to guess at the actual age.
Did you laugh? Did you laugh?
No.
Okay.
She did. When I said 18, you laughed.
I guffawed. I did not laugh.
All right. 18. See, when a girl that says, "How old do you think I am?" you always give an answer.
You give a realistic answer.
You say like 85
so
or something, and then you chuckle, you know?
No,
and then she knows that you're not really. It's a funny way of saying
like
I'm not going to be suckered
says,
in.
If you ask a girl if it's big enough, and she says, "Oh, it's almost too big." That's her being complimentary. She says, "Oh my God, it's the biggest thing I ever saw." And
you know she's lying.
Yeah.
The correct answer, Rick, was here. Well, you're probably like, what,
I'm
28,
sorry.
29?
Yeah. The good
exactly.
Answer.
Exactly. Exactly. Matt's
don't be an
got
apple
going
polisher.
On. He's the playboy here.
How you doing?
Yeah, drinker's pet.
It's not that long, but it sure is beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, that is really kind of like a nice way. It's kind of saying, you know, yeah, she's got a sweet spirit.
Well, it's like Kennison used to make that joke about how, you know, the guy, you know, you'd be really drunk, and he'll ask you, "Have you ever been with somebody, you know, bigger, you know?" And just and if the woman's thinking right, the answer is always just, "I didn't know they made them bigger than you." That's the best answer in the entire world. So, now, all right, let's see here. We got some people who want to weigh in with whatnots. Camus.
Yes.
You know, these towns are just sort of named by picking random letters out of a bag. We really shouldn't be making fun of the Ukraine because Clackamas is not really any better than or whatever that place was. Butch, you're a first-time caller. Your name isn't really Butch.
Well, it's nickname.
Nickname. All right. What's up, man?
A dirty mother.
A dirty mother. That's cream and something,
the
right?
Tequila, Kahlua,
and cream. It's kind of a south-of-the-border white Russian.
Now, is that a thing that you drink?
Yeah, I have. It tastes real good, right up to the point your legs don't work.
And was your name Butch before or after you started drinking Dirty Mothers?
Actually, before. But
are you saying it's
you start drinking them, it doesn't matter anymore.
Are you saying it's a woman's drink?
No, not at all.
I don't think anybody should drink that. That's a horrifying combination.
Really? It's just not good.
No.
Oh, don't look at me. I don't know from Butch and his Dirty Mother. I got nothing.
If a woman was to drink it, she might change it to cream de menthe.
Ugh.
Okay, yeah. You're making Jen physically ill. All right, excellent. Butch, you're a first-time caller. How'd you discover the show?
I've just been listening for about 2-3 years.
Excellent.
While you were gone.
Cool. You're the man. Well, thank you. Call us anytime. There you go. That's Butch.
Cream de menthe always tastes to me like it's fermented double mint gum.
It reminds me of, like, Maalox.
Yeah, something like
that.
Isn't what they make grasshoppers with?
Yes.
Yeah, my grandmother used to drink those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's talk to Matt. You're on Hot Talk Tonight, KFTK. What's up?
Hey, Rick, what's up?
What do you got?
Well, I'm Matt, the turkey guy from Vancouver.
Oh, wait, you're the guy who sent me the wild turkey. So I don't understand. So it's actual turkeys? Have you invited me to kill something?
No. Wild Turkey Federation's like a Ducks Unlimited or Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. We, raise money to do habitat enhancement, and there was really wild turkey in Washington until the Turkey Federation planted them.
Is habitat enhancement, is that like where you grow a lot of things so then you can shoot at them? I mean, that's fine with me.
In a sense, it ends up that way.
Excellent.
But,
well done.
You can look at them if you want. You don't have to shoot them. But.
You're going to be raffling. Hey, Matt, they're going to be raffling off guns.
We have lots of guns.
You're going to be
raffling your very own gun, Rick.
Can you raffle off a 12-gauge? Is that legal?
We have 12-gauges.
Is that legal?
Yeah.
Well, excellent. All right.
You know what? You can't raffle off a 12-pack in Oregon, but you can raffle
off
a 12-gauge shotgun.
Yeah.
That's
funny
ridiculous.
That way.
Yeah.
But I've got a bottle of Wild Turkey Rare Breed I'd be happy to share with you.
Make sure you give that to whoever gets the 12-gauge.
Okay. No, well, later.
All right. I'll pass this along to Matt. Who knows? We may show up at the...
Okay, great.
All right. There you go.
Hey, lately I've been kind of seduced into drinking Southern Comfort.
seduced into drinking. They forced me.
I think Southern Comfort's got a lot of things going on for it. Yeah, a lot of good things going on for
it. Isn't that great? I mean, it's like you sit down, you
have a good meal. It's kind of the best of both.
Yeah, you have a good meal, and then you have them pour you some Southern Comfort over the rocks, and you're drinking it, and it's like
you have a really pronounced slur, and you haven't even been drinking today.
For me, the way it fits in is when they don't have Jägermeister,
yeah.
I can always have a Southern Comfort.
Is that like if the whole, if you like Matchbox 20, you'll love. Is that like if you like Jägermeister?
It's just the eBay subcategory.
Although, really, they aren't really related.
No, because Jägermeister is kind of like it's like drinking, melted tires.
it's an herbal.
Jägermeister is a fine drink.
It's a homeopathic version.
It's like chartreuse.
It's got the fine taste of anise.
Nah, see, Jägermeister's good. Southern Comfort's kind of a limp-wristed version
it's
of
not
whiskey.
Limp-wristed.
Southern Comfort's got balls.
Southern Comfort's great.
If you want to drink whiskey, drink whiskey.
Crown Royal, okay, JD. Okay, I'll drink some Jack Daniels, whatever. But Southern Comfort's like dessert. I'm not saying it's something that, I'm not saying it's something that you drink just because you want to be a man.
I want to observe at this point the disturbing frequency with which you refer to various alcohols as being either breakfast alcohols or dessert alcohols.
I'm just drinking up to know.
I think we may have tapped into the source of many of your woes.
But it hasn't harmed my brain. I mean, I'm still pretty sharp for a 40-year-old, you know what I'm saying?
Tell us again how the moon is hollow and filled with machinery. All right. Let's see.
My bad days.
We'll take some more calls here. We're going to inventory. Let's go ahead and do a break here. We'll break. We're going to come back. We're inventory. Oh, now I sound drunk. We're going to inventory the alcohol we've got here. We'll get some more of these calls. We'll start blending and mixing and drinking and with the hey and the ow, I'm blind. And then coming up later this hour, we got Jolie from the front desk coming up in the third hour. Today's top five songs about an alcoholic concoction. Stay there. We'll be back. Here's Eminem. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland and 1-800-727-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We're here with Clyde Lewis from Ground Zero. Heard Friday, Saturday, and Sunday right here on this very fine radio station. Also, Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine, Sarah Dillon, F. Matt Peterson, Tim Riley, and lurking somewhere in the other studio is good friend Rob from the House of Rick. Don't forget to join us tomorrow. Tomorrow's our, more or less, our last day here. We're going to be doing some stuff Monday, and then we're going to be done in our new building. Down in a building by the river. So be sure to join us tomorrow. Today we're creating the Rick Emerson House Drink. And we're going to inventory all the liquor that... Where did everybody go?
See this?
Didn't we have a whole lot more people here? Everybody seems to have vanished.
I know, they're gone. I'm just...
That's the biggest brandy snifter I've ever seen in my life.
It's for my drink.
Clyde is holding in his hand a brandy snifter that is roughly the size of a goldfish bowl.
And I call it the Death Star.
That's a full-on goblet you've got there.
I don't know what you put in here. I don't know how big it can be, but it's like, I don't know what it holds, but it holds a whole lot of stuff.
They love spam. I just got this spam in my inbox, and it says, "Bus." And this is one of those spams that looked for a minute like it was a real email. Bus writing. Hi there, Rick, in all caps. We find hot, beautiful girls waiting for a ride and ask them if they'll accept a ride from us for a special price. And the special price we have in mind is a good effing. I love spam. All right. Before we inventory all these, we'll get to these phone calls here in a second. But we'll go through the list of everything we've got here. So, all right, let's see.
All right.
Have you got your own special glass over there, Jen Lane?
I do.
I've got multiple shot glasses here.
See mine?
Yeah, well, I've got...
big plastic KOTK cup.
Yeah.
We've got the... our friend Michelle, who listens to us in Scotland, has given us numerous Loch Ness Monster shot glasses.
Those are fun.
Ooh, I want a Loch Ness Monster.
One of our, I don't think Clyde got this for me. Somebody who went to Utah got me this, the Mormon Temple shot glass. That you?
No, that must be rare.
Temple shot glass.
I think what I did is I got spoons for my brother or something. My brother wanted a spoon, so I got him a spoon.
I never understood that spoon collection.
I don't get it either. What the hell's that?
They're
all
so tiny too. It's not like you could actually use them.
So we've got many shot glasses here.
For cocaine.
All right, opening the bag. Let's see. We've got first thing is we've got this Burnett's vodka.
Okay.
Apparently it's quadruple distilled for superior smoothness. So there's that. Let's see. What else is this? Sky Vodka. Who brought the Sky Vodka? Oh, that's from Sarah.
It's Blue Sky Vodka.
That's
yeah,
mine.
Blue Sky?
There's about three shots left in that bottle.
It's in a blue bottle. So
it's a classy three shots.
Blue Sky
Vodka. I brought Spudka Vodka.
Really? You brought some Spudka?
Mm-hmm.
We've got many vodkas. All right. Let's see. We've got... I've got some Cranberry Vodka.
Ooh, that stuff's good. Where?
It's Finlandia.
Red
Finland.
Good. Also, some black velvet. I used to know this girl. Her big thing was black velvet and a big fistful of Tylenol cold capsules. Okay, we've got this Admiral Nelson's spiced rum. Apparently, Admiral Nelson's is what you get if you love Captain Morgan's, you'll love Admiral Nelson's premium. Now, it's premium, they say.
If you love Captain Morgan's, but you're too much of a cheap bastard,
but you've blown all your money on crack. If you spend all your money at the dog track and can't afford to, you know, anything good to drink your woes away. Admiral Nelson's. I'm going to read now from the back of the Admiral Nelson's bottle. Apparently, there's a whole legend. Do we have any pirate music?
Arr.
Admiral Nelson's real.
Do we have like an Irish jig or something?
Top of the pillar.
Do we have? We don't have anything Irish, do we?
No, I think everything's already been transferred
over. I wish we had some, you know. Can you whistle me an Irish? Can you whistle me some seafaring music, Clyde?
Something like, what do we do with the drunken sailor?
Yeah, but
I don't know what the hell.
Whistle the Old Spice theme.
I can't whistle.
Who can whistle the Old Spice theme while I read this?
I can't whistle.
Jen?
I can't whistle.
Can anyone whistle the Old Spice theme?
Dum dum da da dum dum.
God damn it.
Dum, 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 dum.
Sons of bitches. Why do I even. Okay, let's.
What about the Gilligan's Island theme?
You can't whistle the Gilligan's Island theme while I read about Admiral Nelson's spiced rum. It doesn't really.
What about Major Nelson? I Dream of Jeannie.
Hold on.
What about in the Navy?
In the Navy. There you go.
Okay, you all stop. Let's talk to Shannon, a first-time caller. Shannon, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you, Rick?
Hey, can you whistle the Old Spice theme? All right.
I don't know it.
All right. What have you got to share with us today, Shannon?
I wanted to share my recipe. Everybody loves it. I even get 60-year-old people to drink them.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, it's butterscotch schnapps, Bailey's, and Grand Marnier. And you blend it on ice with half and half, make it thick like a shake, put a little cream on top, and then glue on top of that.
Jen Lane?
That sounds pretty good.
All right, so can you do it?
It's Grand Shan's, kind of Irish there.
Do us a favor, Shannon. You get access to email us that recipe.
Okay, I will.
It doesn't have to be today or anything, but I mean, at some point in the near future, next time you're in front of the computer, email, it's Rick@RickEmerson, email us that recipe, all right?
Okay.
All right, so there you go, there's Shannon. Let's talk to a good friend of Lowe in Portland.
What's happening?
What's up, man? What do you got?
I'm mourning the arrival of Rasheed Wallace to my beloved Pistons.
Is that bad news?
Well, it is for me because I can't stand the guy. But the guy's name was Jelko Rebracha, and it was kind of funny that you guys were murdering him.
Oh, the Ukrainian guy.
Yeah,
he's
from Yugoslavia.
Okay.
Or Serbian or whatever. But just please, for the love of God, take the worst of everything you have, combine it into something that will give you an instant splitting headache, and name it the Screaming Harpy.
Yeah! that's a good idea. Excellent.
That works for me.
Well done. There you go. So low. Okay, since no one can whistle the Old Spice theme, you just imagine now seafaring music playing as
you
I
blow into the microphone like it's a high wind.
Okay, stop. Okay, it says, in days of yore, when men were men and battles raged across the lands and glory swept the seas.
Okay, wait, I've got something.
Do you?
This actually, yeah.
Yo, this motherfucking one. This out to Johnny D, Tony Karate, Kinesis, DJ Stryker, Habib.
Was it a wing?
I'm back with the track.
Wing would work.
Let's try Wing.
My heart will go on by Wing.
All right. Okay. Hold on.
I'm not willing to give a help.
Go ahead. In days of yore, when men were men, and battles raged across the lands, and glory swept the seas. There came upon the world stage a great leader whose courage and classical good looks quickly became the stuff of tavern talk. Horatio Nelson, what the hell is this about, was his name. Admiral Nelson's romantic spirit implied this premium imported spice rum which bears his name.
And he had a bum like a woman.
A superb golden rum, carefully blended with just the right spices to provide an incomparable taste of the tropics. The only rum worthy of being called Admiral Nelson's.
He didn't have a woman's bum, he had a man's bum. Sailor love and all that stuff. Admiral Nelson.
Okay. Is that full of semen?
Okay, stop. And then we've got some Monarch Canadian. All right, and we got a whole... and now, that's... stop. That's the... now, that's just the stuff we're going to tell you about. Now, here's what we're going to do.
We've
got
mixers?
These are... well, yeah, no. This is just like half of what we've got. Now, we just wanted to give you a little taste, so to speak, of what we have. All right. What we're going to do is... we're going to give all this stuff to Sarah and Rob in the other studio. And this, along with the other alcohols we've got and the other mixers that we're not going to tell you about. Now, there's nothing lethal, nothing from under the sink. It's all edible and it's not going to hurt you or anything. But we're not going to tell you what it is. So we're going to take these along with other mystery alcohols and mystery mixers. We're going to mix them all together. And then we'll give them to you and you have to take a shot. And then after you've had the shot and you give your opinion, we'll tell you what it is.
Oh, okay.
So where you guys want to come... so Rob and Sarah, you come rustle up.
Do we get anything if we win?
We get a prize.
Probably a hemorrhage of some kind, I would imagine. All right, yeah, you got hung over, yeah, or okay. More hung over.
For me, it's hair of the dog today.
All right.
Are we going to mix it in my big mug?
That's the biggest
damn... you
know,
you should mix it into these little blue cups and then hold them together.
All right, well, take these shot glasses, too. There
are
you go.
Are you leaving?
All right, no. They're just gonna, yeah, we'll start
we
with shots.
We can't
no, you can't
but
see
I can
what
show
they're
them
doing.
How to shake it up in the little thing. Hey,
no,
it out.
No, I feel
no,
that
we have to be like guinea pigs.
I feel that it's you got to keep
about
it.
Technique.
I'm saying you got to keep it real. This is sort of, we're sort of the Ramones of drink mixing. We're just, you know, technique is for pussies.
Okay.
Kind of like a garage band.
That's what
it's
I'm saying.
Sort of raw
garage
you really
bartender.
You really get the feel.
So if they put something in there like live worms, you know, this is like Fear Factor for drunks.
I'm a vegetarian.
All right, we've got this. Rick, no one has lived until you've had a Flaming Van Gogh.
No gravy.
Granted, it's illegal because it has absinthe, but if you can get some, one part gin, one part Baron Jaeger, what's that?
Oh, that's delicious. It's honey Jaegermeister.
Okay, and two parts absinthe. Do not mix, then drop a match on top. Good times will ensue. Also, F you, Matt, Southern Comfort is all man. You hit that 100-proof Southern Comfort Reserve, your ass is gone, you punk. P.S. F Matt with the worm.
This F Matt could be sponsored by your business.
Not about how strong it is. It's about the fact that it's a sweet, pussified version.
And if Janis Joplin drank it, you can't drink anything that
Janis Joplin is more man than you'll ever be, Rick Emerson.
Oh. All right. Okay.
Southern Comfort. SoCo, baby. You drink SoCo. It's great.
Don't say SoCo.
And
SoCo.
Don't say it. You drink some
SoCo.
And don't say it with a faux black accent.
I'm drinking SoCo.
All right. All right. Can I just tell you that we'll read this when we come back because I'm sure that the sponsor doesn't want to be associated with any of our shenanigans. What we'll do is we'll take a break here in a moment and we'll come back. We got Jolie from the front desk. The question is, would you date a guy who's been in jail? We'll also have some other stuff we're going to do. But on the other side of this break, we will have the first. Not yet. No, keep it out. We'll do it on the other side when we come back. Now, we come back, we'll bring the first attempts at the Rick Emerson house drink in. We'll have you down it. We'll see what you think. We'll tell you what's in it. We're going to do that. Plus, more of your phone calls, 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. And we want to say that it was 24 years ago today that Bon Scott, the lead singer of AC/DC, yes, choked on his own vomit after drinking heavily. And so we celebrate his ongoing legacy and the legacy of vomit chokers everywhere by drinking heavily ourselves. We'll do it when we get back. It's a Rick Emerson Show. Here's the finest song they ever recorded. We'll be back. It's Hot Talk Today. Keep it stay there.
Rock it!
KOTK.
Someone has sent us a drink created for and named after Sarah Dillon.
The Rick Emerson Show welcomes your comments, questions, nude photos, and death threats at Rick Emerson, 2000 Southwest 1st Avenue.
I get everything with the nude
Portland,
photos.
Oregon, 97201.
And the only nude photos I get are like dogs.
Hot
I mean,
dog,
literal, actual
K-O-T-K.
Dogs. I got one, I don't know, about 3 months ago, and it was all Christina Aguilera.jpg. Open it, some dog. Big dog penis. Like, why would you do that to me? Bunch of bastards. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Just a moment, we'll give Clyde Lewis from Ground Zero, Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine, the first crack at the Rick Emerson house drink. Hey, wait a minute. This got handed to me. Did you know that? I think we mentioned that there was a Tony Roma. There is actually a Tony Roma, and he just passed away last week. I was like 80 and completely well-fed. So we do want to mention, we got a lot of people that have, you know, heard me talk about Tony Romas. We're just, like, can I just say for a moment, as much as I sort of make fun of America and many things about it, are there any better words than all you can eat? You know what I mean? You go in and it's like a full-on, like, endless buffet. That's what I'm talking about, man. They don't have that in Yugoslavia. And if it is, it's like all-you-can-eat dirt or weeds or something. Something you don't... All-you-can-eat children. Something you don't want to eat. You go into Tony Roma's, though. And this is... I'm not making this up. If you go into Tony Roma's today and your name is either Adam or Eve... What with the rib and the... Anyway, you get a free half slab is an unpleasant term, but when it's food, I can abide it. Anyway, so you got that. So that's today, February 19th. Your name is Adam or Eve. You go into you go down there and pop in, and I guess you have to show them proper ID, and then they do a thing, and you get meat. I mean, that's really the bottom line here. That's all you need to know is you're going to do a thing, and then somebody's going to give you some meat, and I mean that's America right there, the land of free meat. Free meat for everyone. Meat for all. If your name's Adam or Eve, everybody else has to pay. That was the most confusing. Probably no one understood that. Okay. Well, anyway, Adam, Eve, half slab, free, Tony Roma's meat. Okay. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. All right. Clyde Lewis, Jen Lane. So you guys have each been given a shot. These are two separate drinks, right, Sarah? It's the same drink. The same drink. All right, so...
What do we call his drink?
Well, we don't know. We're only naming the final drink, the one that we choose.
Well, we can't name each one?
Well, you can name it if you want. Is it like... It's like naming a miscarriage, though. You're not really going to... You're getting attached to something that's not going to be around, you know? So,
you know what?
I'm just saying.
Sarah's appalled.
Yeah, some drink. It'll fix that. All right, so, Clyde, you're up first. Yeah, don't smell it.
You want me to shoot it, or what?
You can't smell it. If it's a shot, just take it.
Pound it?
Okay, Clyde's taking this shot.
Yeah. Tastes like urine.
Well, amazingly enough, Clyde. No, all right. Okay, Jen Lane. Jen's taking the shot. Like a trooper. Anyone? You gotta get on the microphone there.
The cranberry vodka and the whiskey.
Okay, so Sarah Dillon. Sarah Dillon, what was in the drink? Oh, you got it.
A little orange Listerine, maybe.
It was the cranberry vodka. What else was in it? What do we put in it? Cranberry vodka, the whiskey, and Snapple iced tea.
So it's cranberry vodka, whiskey, and Snapple iced tea. So Jen Lane, you had two of the three. All right. So do we have a thumbs up or a thumbs down on this drink?
I want to call this drink a Kentucky Pucker, or a Kentucky Effer. It's got Kentucky whiskey and it's got that in it, and it wasn't that bad.
All right.
What would you give it?
It wasn't that bad.
Okay, here's... Try not to hit everybody in the teeth with the microphone. All right, let's welcome now to the show our good friend, Jolie.
What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy sets you free, and I'm thanking you for knowing exactly.
All right, Jolie joins us from the front desk. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right.
All right. Just all right? Have you tried
the... You care now? You care today?
Not really. Have you tried the Kentucky Pucker?
No, I smelled it, though.
All right.
They're pretty good. You gotta try them.
Yeah, no, I have a reputation to uphold. No drinking on the clock.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, we have no such reputation. We don't have any... That's a great thing about being Jen Lane or us or whatever. You have no reputation of any kind to uphold. All right, we're going to bring in the next shot here in just a few. God, I was just waiting for Jen's teeth to get whacked out with that microphone, though, because Clyde was grabbing the microphone, like, wheeling it around towards Jen's face, and I was just waiting for, like, you know, Lane, 35, lost the teeth during a radio stunt. Local DJ, Rick Emerson.
Didn't really come close to your teeth, Jen.
All right, now, so we've got her own microphone for here, so we can avoid any dental injuries. All right. So before we take this next shot, the shots have been poured. We'll get those here in just a moment. Our question for Joel today comes to, and the guy, I won't read his name, because that, you know, caused any problems for him. But he says, hey, I just got out of jail after doing a little time for check kiting. My question is, at some point during a relationship with a girl, this is the sort of thing that I have to bring up. So when I tell her this, is the girl just going to run screaming, or maybe a little bit of the bad boy vibe will do me good? Would you date a girl, I'm presuming that he's asking you, would a girl date a guy who would spend any time locked up? And he gives his name, but we'll call him anonymous.
Wow.
So guy tells you he's been locked up. And it's check kiting, so I'm assuming it's not prison. I mean, or maybe that would be prison.
Yeah, but check kiting, yeah.
Check kiting's, I mean, on the one hand, it's sort of sleazy, but it's not like he shot somebody.
Well, he listens to your show, so that's...
Attention one, advertisers.
One negative.
You too can... prime demographic.
Well, it depends on the woman, because the woman might need some assistance in that area, and...
check kiting?
Whatever that is.
I can't seem to pay my bills. I've got to
write bad checks and put stickers on them and make them fake.
That's what it is?
That's faking a check.
Yeah.
Well, and it's a check, not only that, but it's also if you write checks in different locations at a different time, because you know it's going to take a few days. It's kind of like what the guy did in Catch Me If You Can a little bit. It's updated, but it's like you know it takes a few days to process, and so you float them, basically. It's basically floating one check on top of another, because you know it's going to take a few days for the bank to figure out the jig, you know? So
you go to jail for that stuff?
Yeah, but it's spending money you don't have. I mean, it's writing checks that you know are fraudulent.
Okay, so like I said, the one lady...
It's not a very sexy crime.
No.
No, she might need some assistance in that area, so she might say yes, but the consensus is no, we would not want to date anyone from jail.
Now, you know, that Richard Ramirez guy, he, like, gouged people's eyeballs out, and he's married, he gets fan mail while he's in prison, the Night Stalker.
Wow.
Serial killers get all kinds of fan mail. Clyde, you know all about this.
Yeah, I do.
From all the psychos.
I know that.
Because you know about weird stuff. Serial killers.
Oh, yeah,
chicks are totally hot for serial killers.
I was about to tell you that I dated a girl that got out of jail. I mean, she was in jail.
What's her name?
Her.
Grace, that 1080 girl? That girl Grace with the big soft the round eyes. She has serial killer tattoos. I mean, she's totally hot for serial killers, I think.
Well, maybe she's not going to do him, but she's intrigued by him.
So you're saying if a guy's gone to jail, it's off the list for you?
Well, no, there's lots of reasons. I mean, I used to think it was kind of exciting when I was younger, but I think I've grown out of that phase.
So
yeah, he's probably been violated himself. I just wouldn't even want to think about that. I don't want to even... No, but if they've been in jail...
I've been in jail.
Kind of
seasons
them up, excuse me.
You don't have the man love for check kiting. There's no way you get man love for check kiting.
No, I mean, you're in a real minimum security.
He probably is pretty ugly and has a mullet, I'm imagining, as well.
No.
And that's,
for check kiting?
He went to jail, and he's really good looking.
He
gets laid all the time.
Yeah. Chicks,
really?
Chicks dig a guy, got a little rough
what
and tumble.
What was he in for? He violated... he trespassed.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was
going to
say he violated a teddy bear.
I was waiting for violated
a
Cub Scout or something.
And I think he had drugs on him when he caught him.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay, in any event. So, I'm saying girls like a guy a little rough and tumble, a little edgy, you know, a little bristly.
No, not this rough and tumbly. Not really, no.
He's a check kiter. He's not an axe murderer.
I'm just saying he can't... Okay,
his weapon was a pen, for crying out loud.
I would date him because I would think he would be untrustworthy, and I couldn't leave him alone in my house.
Yes, and also, Rick, this is, I'm assuming, a felon? Felony,
yeah, it is
whatever.
A felon. It's a felon.
So he can't get a good job.
Well, that
I
is
mean,
true.
You know,
that is
he's
true.
He's gonna have to be kiting the checks or whatever you call it to get me my
to
gifts and my car.
You might have to support
stuff.
You might have to actually have to work and support yourself.
He'd probably get a job with the Secret Service.
Yeah,
right.
Or his president.
Yeah, he's president. Yeah.
Then he'd be lying to me, and I would know it.
All right. Okay, so you say no.
Yes, I say no. But was there not another part to the
there's
question?
A second
you
half. There's a second half that we don't have time to get to today. We'll have to do the second half. We'll have to do the second half tomorrow. There is a second
Fine.
Half. Of this. But going around the room, Jen, you say thumbs down.
No, I think it depends.
I mean,
in his case, no, because the crime makes him suspicious to me, but if it was another guy who went to jail, say he got into a fight or trespass, something like that.
Nature of the crime is it depends on the nature of the crime to you. And then Joel, you of course say thumbs down. I say if you've gone to jail, you're going to be able to find a lot of girls who will just sleep with you and have sex with you. You may not find a lot of girls who want to be in a relationship with you. But if you, my advice would be to go to a bar late at night, still wearing your prison orange. That's going to get you laid. Like if you go to Southeast Portland or Milwaukee or someplace. Go to Tim's neighborhood. You walk around on the prison greens or whatever, man, you're going to have to beat the chicks off with a stick. They'll love you.
I've dated girls fresh out of prison, and they're just ready.
Clyde.
One of my brothers, I won't name him, but one of my brothers actually did that thing where he was a pen pals with chicks in prison.
Oh, my God.
And it was like,
is it James?
No. It wasn't him, but I'm not going to say who it was. But one of my brothers was pen palling with like five girls, and he was totally playing the odds. He was like, dude, at least one of them will marry me when she gets out. And it was
Sure enough,
man, as soon as she got out of prison,
Oh, no.
Of course, she was back like 6 months later for running a meth lab out of the trunk of his car, but, you know, that's...
So you would date a woman that has been in jail?
I wouldn't, but other members of my family have.
You know, that makes Yahoo Personal sound okay.
Yes. All right, there's... there you go. There's Joel in the front desk with how chicks sing. All right. We'll have to take a break here, and we'll have to do this other drink after the top of the hour, but I'm going to read this email. Rick, if you're a fan of the late, great Douglas Adams, you'll have fun trying this drink, the Pan Galactic Gargle Blaster. That is strong vodka, an ice cube-sized chunk of dry ice, one pillow mint, a packet of lemon crystal light mix, and a pinch of curry powder, and, of course, one ripe green olive. That's Brian at Sound Barrier. There you go. That's the Beeblebrox method for becoming intoxicated. All right, we're going to be back. Jen Lane, Clyde Lewis are here. They'll continue to try shots of the up-and-coming Rick Emerson House drinks as we prepare them. We got another one coming up. More of your phone calls next hour. We got today's top five songs about a specific alcoholic concoction. Stay there. We'll be back. It's Concrete Bond.
Live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
Good afternoon, it's 2:01. I'm Tim Riley. This to you is brought to you by Interline Furniture. Visit Danny in Portland and Beaverton, where you'll find furniture for your home and office that is beautifully designed, finely crafted, and truly affordable. Guilty. Guilty verdict has been reached in the LaDon Stevens murder and rape trial of 14-year-old Melissa Bittler. It took jurors 5 days of deliberation before reaching their verdict this morning. The Treasury Department moved to block the assets of Oregon-based branch of a large Saudi charity. It has been accused of diverting money to help bankroll al-Qaeda's terrorist activities. But the Al-Karaman Islamic Foundation branch in Ashland adamantly denies it has any link with terrorist activities. It's a sad day in Spokane. Spokane Community College has suspended all GED tests because a test booklet disappeared during a test for inmates at the Airway Heights Correction Center. Tests are suspended for 3 weeks until somebody admits that they stole it. For the Metro forecast for this afternoon, calls for partly sunny skies, highs about 50. Cloudy tonight, sunny again tomorrow and Saturday, too. Tim Riley, KOTK News.